Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I was looking at some texts that I have here. What is area code 352?
Let's see.
Oh, that seems familiar to me.
I just got a real long, mean text, but and not mean. And I tried to put them on to get them on. What is this? Gainesville, Florida. Well, Mike D just crushes you guys. In the new studio.
He's fast.
Mike D has his own station, and he has a computer that's linked to my computer that he doesn't have to walk his laptop to me anymore. I just have a screen with Mike D's send.
So whatever okay, cool.
And he makes me feel old because he's so fast at typing.
I asked Mike D, I was like, hey, let me just see what you're searching your computer the whole time. Like, whatever is on his laptop, I see the whole time. He wasn't up for that. He has to, like, push the button to send it to me. But, like, in that situation, I'd be like, hey, what's 352? I look down at my screen, Gainesville, Florida.
That's cool.
Which we're not in that studio today. We should be back. It's got to be soon. Got to be soon. Here you go. This is from Gainesville, Florida, a text who we tried to get on the air. I feel like you don't know your audience. I'm listening to the podcast from Friday. You're talking about women not liking dad bods. Most women in your audience, does she mean do not look like Morgan number two? And I think, by the way, she's wrong. I didn't say women don't like dad bods. I said in preference of them. Mm-hmm. They'd rather have somebody who's ripped up than someone who's not.
Which is also false.
That's not true.
Okay. Says you.
I mean, there is study after study that says
no, it's
women.
Not. Yeah. It's
people
not
being truthful.
I don't know where they're getting the studies.
The only reason these happen is because people keep elevating them. There are studies, 10 million of them at a time, like fitness, that go, hey, just in general... I'm not arguing with you guys. Anyway, she goes,
you know the truth.
She goes, hey, listen, if our husbands and boyfriends accept us the way we are, why wouldn't we like them the way they are? Great, you should accept people.
It's not about
not
liking somebody.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I would prefer to be driven to work in a limo every day. My preference. Does it happen? No. Does that mean I hate my car? No. I like my car.
Well, you don't want to be living just always wanting your preference. Like
if you offered the two...
you're going to choose.
Zac Efron or Seth Rogen.
Yes, that's a fantasy world,
but
though.
the whole story's a fantasy story.
No, because in real life, we all have dad bods. Most of us dads, yes. We got the dad
Seth
bod.
Seth Rogen is not a fantasy bod.
Right.
My point is, if you got to choose, most women would choose somebody. How does it make me feel? I'm just a skinny dude.
Yeah.
Make me feel any better.
And you're fit.
Yeah, but not like that. If you had to choose between
you don't have a dad bod, so.
But if all personalities are the same, you're going to take the fit person also because that means their heart's working better. They're probably healthier in general, can live longer for the kids.
That's true.
So stop with the mean texts.
They like dad bods, dude.
No, they like their guy, which is great, that has a dad bod. But if they had the same guy, same everything about him, but had 8 abs, they're not going to go, nah, I need you to have more pudding. That's my only point.
All right.
Yeah.
If you just put two pictures up of two people and said, which one would you prefer? And you don't know their personalities or their human characteristics. Which do you think they're going to prefer, Eddie?
The better one.
What's that mean, better, though?
The fit one.
Okay. That's my only point.
You don't have to call it better.
But Amy, so like if your husband decided to go a little dad bod.
That's not the point.
Wait, hold up.
It's not the point.
If your husband decides to get a little dad bod, a little cheeseburger here and there, like
she already knows.
Would you want to live with your preference, which is not dad bod? No, you're gonna love that dad bod.
You're already with him.
You're gonna start looking at other dad bods. Like they're not bad either.
All of this story
then you
says
just get used to it.
If all things are even, mm-hmm. women prefer a healthy body more than a non-healthy. If all things are even, that's what these stories mean. It's not well. That's all. It's not like John Madden rankings where you get an 87 in personality and a 69. No. It's just if all things are even, which do women prefer? I'm telling you, it ain't dad bods.
I've just heard girls say, like, I don't like muscles.
What?
Like, not, I've heard women say that.
Okay.
You have?
Yeah.
Where?
Like, muscles, it's just too lumpy and hard. Like, it's not good. I've heard them say that.
Them?
Yeah.
Plural?
Multiple.
Wow.
You cannot like that I say it. You can. I'm okay with that. But if all things are even, you hold up two pictures of two people. You're going to take the person that's healthier just by being physically attracted to them. The whole question is physically attracted to. Yeah. It's not about heart. It's not about, you know, how funny they are. It's just if you have a choice of two people, exact same, and one's more physically fit than the other, which one are you going to be with? It's the more physically fit person. Everybody, though. Not just women. Everybody. Same thing if you have two people. All the same. You go, this person's got more money in their bank account than the other. And you don't know anything else about them. You're going to pick the person with more money in their bank account.
Okay. I don't agree with you, but okay. Because people have different tastes.
Yes, you're right. And I'm not saying it's every single person, mm-hmm. but when they go most.
Know your listeners, Bones.
I know. Stop it. Anyway,
So was she mad? Woman that texted?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She goes, I don't care. He's an amazing man. She's sticking up for like her husband.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he is.
He's got a dad
bod. And that amazingness probably rises over the fact that he doesn't have abs. Listen, I'm not ripped up.
Yeah, majority of people don't have abs.
Yeah,
like it's 99% hard to have
of people don't have it.
99?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah, so you're probably right. When I look at the pool that I go to, 99%.
Like, this is like, yes, it's a fantasy land story. It's definitely a fantasy land story.
Yeah.
So, but you can't just say if all things are even in two pieces of paper and you show two of the exact same guys, one is 80 pounds heavier than the other, you're going to pick the heavier one. You're not.
Yeah, you're right.
He may be a better person. Probably is a better person. Chubby people are probably nicer and better. Because people that are so good looking their whole life, they have to develop personality.
Yeah. And bodies change. Mm-hmm. They're not going to have abs for the rest of their life.
Amen.
Or sometimes people get abs later in life. They change.
Very rare.
Yeah.
You got your mind over mm-hmm. there. Okay. Anyway, I don't even care that much. We've only brought the story up like twice.
But it seems like you've thought about it.
No, she texted me this long
time. I know, but your whole theory seems thought out.
No, because I'm just rolling through
it. Because we've talked about it a lot.
I picture Bones in his bed thinking like, well,
making notes.
See, these dad bods. Like, let's break this down.
A beautiful mind. That's like X circle over Y.
You're drawing on the chalkboard?
Yes, on my wall. Not even the chalkboard. So this, Mike D went and saw yesterday the Beatles movie.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Review.
How was it?
By the way, I tried to go on Friday and I got into a traffic thing on the highway that took me 2 hours to get through. Did you guys see that over in Bellevue? It's an accident. It took 2 hours to get through. So I did not get to go see it. Mike D did see it. It's the movie where kind of set me up with the plot.
So this guy ends up being the only guy who can remember the Beatles songs.
Right.
And then he goes and tries to have a career off of them, but it's not good.
Not good?
No. Oh my gosh, so Rotten Tomatoes is right?
It's right, yeah. It just, like, the first maybe 20 minutes are cool and they're setting it up and it all happens. And then after that, it turns into like a mediocre like rom-com. And it's really nothing about that anymore.
How was that cheering?
Very awkward. He's not a good actor. I mean, don't expect him to be a good actor, but there's scenes with him that's kind of cringy. It's so bad.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Funny concept.
Yeah.
They just couldn't execute. Wow, that's crazy.
I guess,
are you still going to watch it, Bones?
And now we're all yawning. What?
Are you still going to watch it?
No.
After that, you're just like, no, you're out.
Yeah, I'm not even watching it at home after that review. Mike D says it's that bad. I'm like, okay, forget it ever happened.
Yeah, I feel the same way. So no good, huh? Nope. What do you get? How many Beatles?
2 out of 5.
How many yellow submarines?
Yeah, I'm just reading through text here. Mike, hey Bobby, my name's Josh. I just wondering if you and Mike D come up with a new sound before the commercials on the Bobbycast. The one you have now scares the crap out of us every time. What's the sound of the Bobbycast? A whoosh?
Yeah.
Is it scary?
I guess.
Holy smokes. Oh, here's the person sent it back. Was that number 352?
Mm-hmm.
She texted back in again?
Yeah.
We tried to get her on the phone.
Is she calling?
She said, I'm not one of the people to hide behind text. I can't get my sleeping on a personal phone call. I don't know what that means.
She said she can't get caught being on the phone. She sent a follow-up text to that one.
Mm.
She's probably
working.
At work.
She can't talk. Yeah.
I get it.
Mm. Well, she'll hear this today.
I do want to hear her point, though.
I read her point.
I know, but...
The point of the people that argue
Oh, my gosh.
The point of the people that argue No, it's just this. They're like, well, somebody that I think is awesome has a dad bod, and I prefer him over someone with a rip bod. Yeah. That's not the point of the
story. I want someone to call in and say, like, look, I like dad bods,
and
period.
Always have.
And like, I always have. Yeah. I'm attracted to dad bods. I don't like muscles.
Please call in.
And if
all I want to hear that person, too.
And if all things were even, if they were both super funny, super loving, great with the kids.
Yeah.
But I don't think they would, because that would mean they're not as healthy.
I think like the whole fun and personality thing comes with not spending a lot of time on their body. Like,
comes with just goofing off.
Just goofing off and being with their kids, like just rolling around.
You're never gonna convince me otherwise.
Please call. Let that caller call in.
We're doing a podcast and no one's gonna call.
Okay.
They can't hear us until we load
it. Good point.
Okay, done. Anything else? Amy.
I don't know.
What do I want to talk about?
I mean, Eddie's just saying straight up there's people that don't like muscles.
Mm-hmm.
I can get people that don't like big muscles.
Yeah, like big. Like, I'm not attracted to that.
Right. But what happens is people start putting, well, no, stop it, Eddie. You're just causing trouble now.
Okay.
I don't like bodybuilder muscles.
Right. Yeah. I'm not into that.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe Eddie's onto something. I don't know.
He's not. He's onto nothing.
Tell you, whoa. On to nothing.
On to nothing, I tell you. A woman who tripped over a caution wet floor sign at a casino in Ohio was awarded $3 million.
Wow.
There you go, Lunchbox.
That's a way to strike it rich at the casino. You should do that, Lunchbox. Find a sign and go on. Whoa.
Yeah. I can't believe she got that much money.
They put up a sign. She's the one that didn't see
it. Well, no, it was knocked over and an employee walked by without picking it back up. Then she tripped over the sign.
Oh. Bam.
Hmm.
They're like, got Ka-ching. Her.
That seems like that can happen like every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
The owner of an architecture firm in Iowa was busted for secretly filming an employee while she pumped breast milk.
No. Ew.
Like, how is that?
See, some people are into that.
Some people find everything hot, Eddie.
See? And you're telling me that no one thinks dad bod's hot.
I'm saying the majority. I never said no one. I never said not one person.
please just stop.
You just brought it back up. Most people. Just common sense. Two pictures of the exact same person. One's 80 pounds heavier than the other. Who are they going to pick? No.
They might like the one that's 80 pounds heavier.
One out of 100 might.
Maybe. That's a lot of people.
It's not most, though. You're going to drive me crazy. I'm going to...
I know. You're going to be thinking about this all
day.
No,
I'm not. I'm just...
So around the room, who's going to work out today?
Not me.
I can't.
Oh, yeah. Bobby's feeling better. Eddie's not. You're just not.
No.
Eddie wants to be lovable so he can have a dad bod.
I do want to work out. I just can't get there. I know you're going to lecture me on that. It's a lot.
I didn't lecture you on anything.
But
you
I see in your face.
You don't have to get anywhere. You can work out at home.
You don't have to work out.
You can do push-ups, sit-ups.
I do like the whole eating healthier option better than working out.
Dips.
It's harder.
It's a lot harder to eat better.
Nothing worth having though is easy.
Yeah.
If it were, I'd be doing it.
Right. So yeah, I'll get there.
You don't need to.
I want to get back in the gym.
Were you ever in the gym?
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Remember, he was going to body pump.
Three times. I did the body pump. I was probably like 3 times a week.
With all the ladies. He was there.
With my wife and all the ladies.
I'm not hating on you.
And they outworked me. They work hard. Because I wanted to impress them. You get like 5-pound dumbbells or whatever, and that's what they all got. And I'm 5 pounds. Like, give me those 15s.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, dude. It hurts.
Yeah. Good luck. Hey, whatever you want, dude. Yeah. Whatever kind of health you want to live. Everybody loves every kind of health differently.
That's right. That's right. They do.
All right. I'm done. Eddie's making me irritable.
Sorry.
All right. No, you're not. I don't care. All right. We're going to go. Here's today's show. It's Tuesday. Oh, wait, say Monday?
Monday.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
It's only Monday.
That's all right. We're, we have to work on the 4th or the 5th, so it's only a three-day week. Maybe that's why it feels like that. Mm-hmm. It's like 3 days. All right. We have 4th of July itis. Here is Monday show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Are you tired of credit card bills with high interest rates, ready to pay off your credit card balances and start saving money? Get a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream with rates as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% APR. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, and no prepayment penalties. The rate is fixed, so it will never go up over the life of the loan. Plus, you can even get money in your bank account as soon as the day you apply. The online application is so easy, you can apply right from your phone. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Just for listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/country for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Welcome to another week of shows. I started talking and had no microphone on. Nice. We'll see how this week's going to be. Yeah.
More studio.
Morning.
Where do we start? There's a mom being blasted for plucking her 15-month-old's unibrow. Amy, go here.
I wouldn't do it at 15 months old, but because I feel like it hurts me when I do it to myself. So I guess this is a tough one because she probably doesn't want her baby to have a unibrow, but it's a baby.
This baby can't win either way. If the baby has a unibrow, it gets baby hate on it,
right?
On Instagram.
Yeah. Like, look at that baby's unibrow. And then the mom's trying to do something about it. And then people are like, ooh, what if she did something like gentle, like Nair?
Okay, let me run this by you. What about when you pierce a baby's ears?
Oh, true.
There are a lot of things you, that you would do to the body of a baby.
Such a good example.
Yeah. Cutting the hair. And maybe mm-hmm. that's not as painful, but you're doing physical. I'm just not going to hate on somebody as long as they're not hurting the baby.
Yeah.
You know, I read this morning. Now, you didn't have your kids as babies. They came to you later. Eddie, you have had two babies.
Yes.
Would you have done this with your baby?
No, because it's just going to grow right back. You know, I'd wait till it matters, you know, if they're worried about their unibrow, like when they're teenagers, like, all right.
Teenagers, wow.
Let's start plucking them, whatever. But as babies, it's just going to grow back like in a few months.
Lunchbox, you have a baby right now. Your thoughts?
If my baby had a unibrow, my wife would be plucking that thing because I'm not going to have my kid walking around in stores and going to daycare and looking like a fool. Like, we need to be looking, representing, you know, fame. I need you looking good from the start. So you feel good, you look good.
Okay.
So do you do things like pluck your babies?
No, he doesn't need it, thank goodness. Oh. But I would if he needed, you know, a little help, we'd give him some help.
Do you feel like your baby could be a model?
Yes.
Right now?
I feel like he could be like that, you know, the Gerber baby on those bottles of food. Oh, absolutely. Or the Life kid. My kid is picture perfect.
Does every parent feel their kid's the cutest kid ever?
Yes.
Okay.
No, even though
they're not.
No, mine is, though. Like, you see some kids and they're aliens. Like, oh, look at this cute baby. No, that's an alien. My kid is absolutely adorable.
But even the parents that have the alien kids, they think their kids are beautiful.
And that's when I feel bad for them.
Well, but they look like aliens.
Do you feel like your kid is possibly the cutest kid you've ever seen?
Yeah. I mean, he is up there. He is really, really cute.
Like Mount Rushmore 4. I do Mount Rushmore 5, 4 plus 1. But Mount Rushmore of babies...
Oh, by far, yeah. He's probably the George Washington of the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, wow.
The first one.
All right. Yep. Well, so Amy, you don't like it.
I mean, yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
But you're in the middle.
I'm in the middle. I'm
Eddie,
like, okay.
There's no point in doing
Lunchbox,
it.
Lunchbox?
You pluck it.
Me, I'm just not going to blast a mom either way. If you're going to pierce a baby's ears and not get yelled at, why? How's that going to happen with the plucking? Anyway, away we go.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Your kids ate plant food?
Yeah, the kind of the little packet that comes with the flowers.
Why would they eat that?
Well, because my son bought me flowers the other day, and it came with these packets, and my daughter just opened it up and decided that she was going to start eating it, like it was Fun Dip or something. And I'm like, what? And so I start Googling the ingredients because I'm freaking out, and you know the top ingredient that's in those is sugar. I didn't know that.
But also mixed in is a little bit of bleach.
Oh.
Yeah. So then I start freaking out because obviously she found it to be tasty because it kind of tasted like sugar. Then she's like not only eating with her finger, then I see her get a glass and she's about to, that's when I noticed it. Not when she was doing it with the finger, but then she dumped it in the glass and was like mixing it with water.
She's
and I went
a drink?
Like, yes. I went and I grabbed it and I was like, no. So then I start Googling and freaking out. And then obviously they had consumed a minimal amount. I think Stevenson like one little dab, but Stashira, I think like a big ol' lick of the finger. And that's why she wanted to mix it in a drink, but they're fine. Thankfully, everything's fine, but who knew? Those don't let your kids play with plant food. I mean,
Mamas,
I didn't even know they had it.
Don't let your kids eat plant food.
Flower food. Top ingredient, sugar. So they get you.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bobby Bones. These cops got a call because there's a big party over the weekend. They're like, they won't be quiet. And so the cops go and they knock on the door. And when they got there, it was a big, fun, outdoor Latino graduation party with good music.
Okay.
And the woman was like, hey, why don't you guys just come in and have some food?
Yeah.
And so they did, and they went in and they danced. And
doing great.
What are you celebrating?
No, graduation.
Okay, right on.
Graduation.
Oh, my God, I'm so good. Want to get some food?
No, no.
I see the band.
Yeah, well, let's go. No, to? I don't want to. It's fine. No, no, I'm gonna chill out. All right, let's go.
Oh,
now it's a party. Hello. Yay. That's so fun. They had a bunch of body cam.
Bumps. Wow. I got goosebumps.
Yeah.
I love, get these guys a beer.
No, funny. The department posted a video on its Facebook page, and someone claiming to be the father of the graduate said, "This is how Carrollton, Texas Police Department treats Latinos. I'm very grateful for these great officers for allowing me to continue with my daughter's graduation last Saturday."
I love that.
Thank you so much.
Love it.
That's so cool. Yeah. I think that's what they were playing back there.
It's your uncle. Your uncle's band.
He was the one making all the noise.
Bobby Bone, come on. I love the history of country music. That's why I've been given the nickname
country music's youngest historian.
And I like it. I've grown to like the nickname.
It's fitting.
There's a responsibility now, but...
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
It's Alabama's first ever show on this day in 1972.
Wow.
They played their first paid performance at Canyonland Park. That was not their name, though. They were not known as Alabama.
Hmm.
They were known as Wild Country.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
I like Alabama better.
I just think we know because we know.
That's what we know, right.
You know? The band was Randy Owen, Teddy Gentry. Then they were soon joined by their other cousin, Jeff Cook. And so they toured the Southeast bar circuit all through the early 70s. They began writing original songs. They changed their name to Alabama in 1977, and they had 27 number one hits.
Wow.
Favorite Alabama song?
Easy. Dixieland Delight.
Jam.
With my Dixieland Delight, spend my dollar. Woo. Parked in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight. Make a little loving. A little turtle dubbing on a Mason Dixon line.
Yeah, good. Amy, do you have a favorite
song of the South?
Oh, it's a good
one. It's a good one, Amy.
Sing it. Song, song of the South.
Clapping.
Sweet potato pie and shut my mouth. Go, go with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back to the
That's a jam, too.
Yours, Bones?
Probably.
I'm in a hurry.
If you're going to play in Texas.
Oh,
yeah.
If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for a Louisiana man. So rosin' up that bowl for faded love and let's all dance. If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band.
Jam, or
oh, play me some mountain music like grandma used to play.
Oh yeah.
And I'll row on down the river to the Cajun hideaway.
Sorry, I bailed on that. That's a little too high for me.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Blood, that's professional.
It's my wheelhouse, yeah.
But you're right. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Why rushing till life's no fun? All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Come on.
Don't know why. I gotta drive so fast.
My car has nothing to prove.
It's not you.
Yeah, but it goes 0 to 60 in 5.2.
There you go. Man, we could just sing Alabama song for,
yeah,
a
wow.
for a whole bit, except we just did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We just did that.
And that was on this day in country music. Alabama was once known as Wild Country. Thank you.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan No. 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Trisha Yearwood shared the track list for her new album, Every Girl, out on August 30th. It will feature collabs with Garth Brooks, Kelly Clarkson, and Don Henley. Chris Lane said that he and his now fiancé, Lauren Bushnell, don't want a long engagement and they plan to get married sooner rather than later. He also said he wants the wedding to be whatever Lauren wants. Carrie Underwood shared a fangirl moment on her social media. She was performing at a big festival over the weekend and took some time out of her crazy schedule to fangirl over Janet Jackson while she was performing. I'm Morgan No. 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this 79-year-old woman named Mabel was outside working in her front yard. She lives in a cul-de-sac, but nobody else happened to be outside when she slipped and fell on a decorative lawn ornament, splitting her foot in two. Like, it was a pretty bad accident. So she was laying there yelling. No one was nearby until the mailman rounded the corner. He rushed to her, called 911, stayed with her until paramedics arrived, and she's just so thankful that he was out delivering the mail at that exact time because nobody else was hearing her. And she finally got to thank him in person this week to say, you know, thank you for saving my life, because she spent 2 months in the hospital. That's why she's just not able to thank him.
Wow.
So, kind of crazy. He's
yeah,
like,
good
well,
for him.
Yeah.
Good for her, good for him.
And he
him.
Stayed with her. He wasn't like in a hurry to
He didn't have to get that. He's like, you know what?
Out.
Rain or shine, I'm here with her tonight.
Yep.
Yeah. Is it nighttime though?
This is day.
Not day. All right, whatever. I can do a better rhyme next time.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Bluffdale, Utah. A woman thought her husband was cheating on her. She was upset. She was like, how can I get him in trouble? Waits for him to go to sleep, takes his phone, texts his friend, hey, I just killed my wife and I don't know what to do.
What?
Boy, so that elevator quick.
So the friend calls police. They swarm the house. They surround it, say, hey, come out with your hands up. But they find the wife alive inside, so she goes to jail instead.
Oh, wow. That's just so weird.
Yeah, and that's probably not a new crazy. Like, you don't just go from not being a crazy person to doing that. So there's got to have been some traces, some breadcrumbs leading up to this. But that's one of the crazier things I've heard of someone doing. Because she wanted to get him in trouble.
Yeah, so she texts his friend from his phone, hey, I just killed my wife, and I don't know what to do.
You know what to me is even crazier? Is that she got in his phone.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How'd she do that? And
no, it's like, you don't get in somebody's phone. That's what bothers me the most, that she gets in his phone. Lunchbox, is that it?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
That's a crazy one.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A., I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like $1 million.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion.
That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, what's happening? We're going to play a little Amy versus Lunchbox. It's a game where Amy gets dude questions and Lunchbox gets the lady questions. Let's begin. Amy, I'm going to start with you. You got three questions. Auto exhaust is made up primarily of what gas? Auto exhaust is made primarily of what gas?
What gas?
You
when
got
you
this,
put
Amy.
Gasoline in
auto
your
exhaust.
Car and it comes out, but I don't know if it changes properties when it's coming out.
Auto exhaust is made up primarily of what gas?
Gasoline. No. I don't know. What is it?
Lunchbox you can steal?
Yeah, carbon monoxide.
Correct.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because that's why you shouldn't ever start your car with your garage down.
Right.
Because you can get people. Carbon monoxide poisoning.
Right.
I'm so...
Yeah, you are. On this occasion only, though. Amy.
Mm-hmm.
You going to stay in cars? Too bad. We're going to anyway.
Okay.
What part of the car works with the battery to generate power for the electrical components, such as the interior and exterior lights? What part of the car works with the battery to generate power?
Oh, that's easy. The carburetor.
No, I'm sorry.
Cool.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, it's the alternator.
It is the alternator.
Wow. Close. Yeah. Both end and or.
Because your alternator keeps your battery going, too.
Yes, it does. Recharges it.
I know that because I know Napa know-how.
That's right.
There you go.
Napa know-how.
Thank you. Amy, are you ready for one more? Here we go.
Yep.
Pamela Anderson Lee turns 52 years old today. Once married to Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Who's the drummer of what band?
Oh, my gosh.
Pamela Anderson Lee. Pamela Anderson.
She kept his last name?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Tommy Lee was the drummer of... Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. Show me Guns N' Roses. No. Lunchbox to steal.
Yeah, Motley Crue.
Motley Crue is correct.
Whoa!
He just did the full sweep steal.
Wow. Okay. Good times.
Lunchbox, over to you.
Yeah.
All you need is really one of these.
Let's hope.
And you walk away as the winner today. The Rachel was a hairstyle popularized by what show?
Oh, that's easy. That's Friends.
There you go. And there's the big win right there.
Champ.
Woo! Knocked it down. Let's run a couple extras here. A maxi, a slip, an A-line, and a sheath are all styles of what?
Oh, man. They're the pads.
No.
No. Hey, can I just answer for fun?
I mean, I thought the same thing, too.
Okay.
A maxi. There's not a slip pad or A-line pad or a sheath pad. A maxi. Amy, what is it?
Skirt.
Yeah, skirt or dress would have been acceptable. What's the shortest length for a pregnancy to be considered full term, Lunchbox?
It's 35 weeks.
It's 39 weeks. Close, but 39 weeks. There you go. But there is our winner. Lunchbox, congratulations on your big win.
All
there
I do is win.
Woo! Pulling it back up, 6-4? Oh, man.
Yeah!
Step up in the building. Everybody hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
And they stay there.
Went for Lunchbox. Amy, not so good today.
So
not a good
weak.
Look. So weak.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our audio producer, Raymundo, who a lot of people compare to Joey from Friends. Kind of looks like Joey. Kind of acts like Joey. Loves to eat. You know, kind of muscular guy. You live in an apartment with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so what's happened recently?
Yeah, so they've had some issues with
I think dogs, people have been stepping in their poop.
Oh, so the dogs are pooping everywhere. Nobody's picking it up.
Yeah, kids are playing, stepping in it. Some guys were going on to get the paper, stepping in it. The lady's out taking her kid for a walk, stepping in it. So it's been a very big issue.
Okay.
So the apartment complex just comes down hard. It's something I've never seen and never even really heard of before. They go, y'all need to start getting your dogs, cats, DNA tested from their poop.
What do you mean?
They get it. You give them a sample in a baggie.
They're asking for samples of the poop of your animals?
Yes.
So that way they can test it and then match.
And so then they're going to have that on file. And if they ever find something on the ground, boom, they scoop it up. They go back to the file cabinet. They see whose it is and they fine you $200.
Whoa.
Wow.
This is a real thing. My sister's apartment complex did this too. And I thought it was a joke.
So, why would you not just walk, me thinking, why would you not just walk out, find somebody else's, put in a bag, go, this is my dog's, then they test, your dog is on file.
Well, then that person gets wrongly accused.
That happens.
Not my fault.
What? Yes, it is. Then somebody else is going to get fined $200, and they're like, no, that's not my dog.
That's crazy, right?
Or
yeah,
they're
it's crazy
think.
That they're actually doing that.
Yeah, so I'm waiting around, just waiting for my cat to have to go to the bathroom, then go scoop it out of the litter and take it to the front office.
Well, but your cat is always indoors,
your cat's
right?
Inside, right?
I take him out on the patio, and I've actually taken him on some walks to the dog parks.
Do you walk your cat?
He has a leash.
Stop it!
You don't walk.
I'm dead serious.
You don't walk your cat.
Absolutely, it's a full body leash, and you that way you can
full
take
body.
Him along all the way.
Yeah.
And so what does he do at the dog park?
Well, we can't go in the dog park, but I'll walk him towards it, and he just looks around, smells the air, and then we back to the house.
Hmm.
That is nice to get them out. I mean, I'm sure cats love it. I know it's not normal for them to be on leashes, but it's a good idea.
My girlfriend trained the cat from a young age, so he loves the leash.
What's your cat's name?
Well, I call him Pablo. But
that's
he's
his
got
name.
Yeah. That's what I call him. I thought he looked Mexican. So I'm Raymundo, he's what? Pablo.
Oh my God.
But what does she name the cat?
But he's orange.
What do you mean I call him
he's
Pablo?
He's like a leopard.
He has a real name.
Yeah. Like what looks Mexican about him?
Yeah.
It almost seemed that he had a mustache when I first met him. So yeah, and when I would look at him, I'd say, he looks like a Pablo. And so I just started calling him that.
Okay. But what's the cat's real name?
The cat's real name is Scully.
This poor cat doesn't know what his name is.
No.
Okay, so.
But yeah, he's going to have another thing coming. I got to find it. And okay. He's not, you know.
Yeah.
He's not what?
He's not going to be happy because now I'm waiting on him to poop.
You're just eyeballing him, stareballing
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
All right, Raymundo, thank you.
Yep.
Let us know how that goes.
Yeah.
May they find anyone.
Oh, they will. Because I've been out on runs before, and next thing you come...
Cat runs? Take the cat on a run?
No, he can only walk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pablo.
Pablo
on a leash.
Scully.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what He says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Bobby Bones Show. I hope you guys check out the podcast that I do called The Bobby Cast. It's a show from my house. It's an interview show. And on, I had Kerry Edwards, who is the manager of Luke Bryan and the manager of Cole Swindell. And she talks about Luke and his career and how she met him. But then she talks about Cole Swindell, who would just show up at Luke's concerts. And he was just a guy that would come to all the shows. And Luke befriended him and was like, can we get him a job? Here.
But I remember the day that he called and said, I just got the phone with Cole, and he really wants to move to town. Do you have a job for him? And I go, Cole, you know, the kid from Georgia. I went, no, I don't have a job for Cole. I was like, how are we going to pay Cole? And he was like, oh, I just want to help him. He wants to move to town. I'm like, well, we do need somebody to sell your T-shirts. And he went, perfect.
So Cole Swindell moves to town and for years just sells T-shirts and does merch for Luke. And in the back of the bus, we just go write songs with Luke's guitar player.
I love that
story. He sat back and kind of watched it.
This is her talking about like meeting Cole.
I think he sat back and kind of watched it and learned. And he didn't do the artist thing for a while. You know, he was probably out with us selling T-shirts for probably 2 or 3 years before I ever really even saw him. I saw him.
That many years, huh?
So he and Michael Carter, Luke's guitar player, started getting in the back of the back lounge of the bus and write.
Yeah, it's a fantastic podcast. Check it out. The latest one with Kerry Edwards, the Bobby Cast. And I think Phillip Sweet from Little Big Town is coming by this week.
Oh, awesome.
That's my dude.
Yeah, so we got to get to an interview show. It's an hour-long interview show. So on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a coffee shop where you can go and lay in a coffin to reflect on life. It's called Death Awareness Cafe.
Ooh.
And it puts customers in coffins and they can lay there and, yeah, reflect. Mm. How do you feel about that?
It doesn't seem super hygienic. That's where I go first. I'm laying in a spot where other people are laying, regardless of the coffin element of it. I get it. I think I probably, just use as a nap portal, though, more than I would to go reflect on life.
Right. And then how do you drink coffee while you're laying in a coffin?
I don't think you do. I think you have your coffee when you're out. Is that in America? Can't be in America.
I don't know exactly where it is.
Is it America?
Oh, Bangkok.
Oh, yeah. So, right, of course, in Iowa. Bangkok,
Iowa.
I'm
sure we're going there. But it's an interesting concept.
And the capital of Bangkok's capital of?
Thailand.
Thailand, right.
Yeah.
Good. Boom.
All right, what's next?
So Generation Z, that's what a lot of interns are right now, and they're super smart, but they're working for all these companies right now in the summertime, and they don't know how to use phones, do the mail system, or read cursive.
By phones, you mean like the phones are on a desk?
Like a landline phone, yeah. Like addressing an envelope if something has to be mailed out.
Like where to put it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then reading cursive, which like some stuff is written that way, and they're like struggling with it, so...
Again, cursive, kind of a dumb thing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a funny meme. It was like, all right, We should all be learning how to balance our checkbooks now. But okay, seventh grade class, let's learn square dancing. And like, that's the American, because we learn the dumbest things. And I was like, why are we learning trigonometry if we can't learn how to do our taxes?
Right.
You know, even at that high school age. But yeah, it's funny. What else, Amy?
So John Stamos is hinting at a spinoff to Full House and Fuller House, but this time it'll be a prequel. So it'll happen before his sister Pam died, whose sister was married to what's his name?
Danny Tanner.
Danny Tanner.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, according to Pam's Wikipedia page, even though we never saw her, she was 29 when she died. DJ was 10 and Stephanie was 5. And Michelle was only a few months old. So it would go back to before she passed away.
So it's at a Full House, it'll be like maxed-out apartment.
Yeah, and Stamos didn't specify exactly when his spinoff idea would take place or how he would be involved, but, I mean, he's hinting that it could be the next thing for Full House.
They got to keep that money coming in, because once Aunt Becky got, they can't keep going that direction.
Oh, right. Yeah. So now, that's why they had to go prequel. Yeah. Cool.
And Aunt Becky shifted the whole Full House world.
Yeah.
All right, and then Amy.
Yeah, Amy, that's my pile.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Three guys were going out boating in Kentucky when they're out on the boat, you know, flying across the water, but there was a stump that was submerged in the water. They hit it with the boat. They all go airborne. Boat crashes.
Wow.
Destroyed. They're stranded in the water. Don't know how they're going to be saved. They're just floating for 30 minutes. Then one guy goes, oh my gosh, I got an Apple Watch. And he hits the SOS key.
Oh, wow.
And it sends an SOS to boaters in the area, and they come and find him and rescue the guys.
There's an SOS button on an Apple Watch?
Yep.
Amy, you have one on?
I'm looking now. I guess I should learn where to go.
Right now.
Push it.
Where?
This is an emergency SOS. You slide that to the right, he said. If you,
I see it. Okay. I can slide it.
Make all the boats come to us right now.
I can slide it. Wow. Okay.
She's sliding.
I just learned something, though. Cool. Yeah. Like, what if I get... This is great to know. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Hit it. See if anybody responds.
No.
Right.
So we've been saying that.
That's been the joke for like
for
five
the whole
minutes.
Minute.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Amy, thank you very much.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy right now.
The Morning Corny.
Why was the sand wet?
Why was the sand wet?
Because the seaweed.
Oh, weed, like peed.
Seaweed. Oh. Okay, weed. Okay.
Seaweed.
That was the Morning Corny.
It's one of those intellectual type jokes.
Yeah, you got to
think about
explain
that
a little
bit. Yeah.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what He says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here's how it's going to work. Last week, someone called and said, Morgan number two should do her skinny on more things than celebrities. She should also do the skinny on the people on the show. We thought, well, that's interesting. And we're going to try it now. Ready?
Yep.
All right.
Bobby Boneshell.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones cried a little after watching Toy Story 3. He finished the Toy Story series for the first time this week, but he still has Coco as the single Disney movie all-time leader.
That's funny. Coco, and then Up.
Mm.
And then Beavis and Butthead to America. Those are my three cartoon in order. But I did watch it. It was good. They just keep getting longer.
Yeah.
They start to get a little full of themselves. The creators, they go, Toy Story 1, hour and 20 minutes. Oh, people like that. Toy Story 2, hour and 35 minutes. Toy Story 3, hour and 40 minutes. And I'm like, guys, part of the appeal is it doesn't take a long time. I did like Toy Story 3. Amy invited me to go watch Toy Story 4 yesterday.
Yeah.
With her kids. Did they go?
Yeah, and it was so good. They loved it. I mean, my husband and I loved it too, but the kids, and I don't think they saw 3. I saw 1, 2, but we jumped straight to 4, and they were all about it. Like, it was awesome.
Morgan number 2, what else do you have over there in the skinny?
Amy went to Wichita, Kansas to do a brunch and burn with the Shop Forward. It was sold out, and people wrote a bunch of inspiring messages on their hope board.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
Good, huh?
There was like a hope chalkboard, and it was really cool to see what people, you know, what gives them hope.
Ain't no party like a Wichita party, because a Wichita party don't stop.
That
like,
is yeah. So true. It went on
Shout
and on.
Shout out
and
to our Wichita was, listeners.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They are amazing. All right, Morgan number 2, what else?
Lunchbox spent his weekend, as he does most, running one step at a time, picking up litter on his way. This time it was a Coca-Cola bottle, and he also found some spare change.
Is that from your Instagram story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find change all around the neighborhood. I found like 7 cents this weekend, a nickel and two pennies just laying in the street.
And what do you think that grand total's up to?
It's probably up to about 20 bucks over the year that
what?
I found just walking around in the neighborhood and in stores.
And Morgan, number 2, anything else over there?
Yeah, well, we've got Eddie, who also found an unopened Coke can sitting on the top of a urinal in a public bathroom, and he decided to drink it.
No. Which we got to come back to.
No.
Because I read his tweet yesterday.
Guys, what's the problem?
Okay.
Wait.
Amy,
no.
There's a Coke can unopened on a urinal. Eddie opens it and drinks it. We'll come.
She looks disgusted.
Morgan number 2, is that it?
That's it. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
I think this is a good bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
It's quick. It's around the room. Like we were going to do a weekend catch up in a second, but this is a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
We should do it on Mondays.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe not as a skinny, but like Morgan number, yeah, that's good. To the listener who suggested this bit, appreciate that. I think he called in on the post-show, pre-show.
He did.
And was like, you got to do this bit. We listen. Thank you, Morgan, number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to Lori in Chicago. Hey, Lori, what's happening?
Hi, I was just calling, wondering after last week if Lunchbox ever paid Morgan number one the money he owed her.
That's true. Morgan number one. Can you come in here, Morgan number one? Morgan number one went to get lunch at Panera Bread, and Lunchbox did not pay her. How much did he owe you?
He owed me $17.
And did he pay you?
He did not.
Still?
Still.
Oh, why not?
I forgot. I didn't hit the ATM this weekend. I went to the ATM at the grocery store, but there was three people in line. I was like, I ain't got time.
Interesting.
So I had to get home.
And how do you, Morgan number one, how do you feel about that?
I'm just, I don't think I'm going to see this money at this point. I mean, it is what it is. If you feel good about not paying someone back, then that's your thing.
Oh, I'm not stressing about it.
Oh, gosh.
I can tell.
But shouldn't you, if you owe somebody some money? Like, shouldn't I stress like crazy if I owe somebody some money? Like, ooh, how can I get it back the fastest? Just start charging interest. $1 a week.
Okay.
Yeah, charge it. I mean, how can you charge interest on something you're not getting paid?
What do you mean you're not getting paid?
I mean, I'll pay you, but the interest, you can say, yeah, I owe you that, but... Pfft.
What happened over the weekend on the sports show? Like, what happened?
Oh, my gosh. Ridiculous.
Was it another lunch thing?
Well, so, yes, it was a lunch. It wasn't about lunch so much. It was, we had meetings for the new studio, so we had to push back the podcast.
And you guys do a sports podcast.
Yes, yeah. And Ray Mundo had to be there. He had to be in that meeting, but he was waiting on them for them to be ready. And in the meantime, I went to get lunch. So when we get back, Ray's like, ooh, we're starving. Let's eat. And Lunchbox doesn't want to eat lunch. He's like, I want to do the podcast now. So we sit down to eat lunch. He gets upset and he leaves. So no podcast. Except 2 hours later, Lunchbox comes back all mad, does the podcast by himself, and trashes me and Raymundo the whole time.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Yeah, because I said I had somewhere to be at noon. You guys didn't care. You took a 30-minute lunch after I waited 30 minutes for Raymundo's meeting. You got back at the exact same time Raymundo got done with the meeting. So we could have done the podcast, then you could have eaten, and I could have gone to my appointment at noon. But you didn't care about my appointment. You took a 30-minute lunch. You were sitting in there talking, and I went in there, and I said, hey, can we do the podcast? And
you Lori, go, look what you did, Lori. Lori, do you hear what you did around here? Now everybody, I didn't even know this happened. There's a lot of drama. Too much drama for me. I stay out of the drama anymore.
Ooh, stay out.
You know when there's drama, I just go, deuces in the air. Your thoughts, Amy?
I don't. Do we have clips from the podcast?
Uh-uh. Oh, no? Wait, it's 30 minutes of Lunchbox just railing us.
About, did you do sports or just?
No, I did 2 minutes railing on Eddie and Ray, and then I did sports by myself.
Oh, yeah. I don't,
because I felt like we are supposed to do a daily podcast, so I wanted to get it done.
All right, Lori, thank you for hitting the sore spot here.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, see you later.
Thanks.
Thanks, bye.
All right, bye. There she is. Well, what are you gonna do?
Nothing.
What are you gonna
rough.
Do? All right, pay Morgan number one back, please. Like, you owe her money, pay her back. That should be it, right? Or I'll pay her.
No, he
no.
should pay her.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent, telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what He says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you realize you can't say the word bomb at the airport, right?
Yes, I know. But it's always when I'm telling a story that has to do.
You can't tell stories about bombs at the airport, though.
Right, but I was with two friends that didn't know about the infamous... That's not the right word. But the Wichita story, where we flew there, several years ago, and Raging Idiots had a concert. I took a suitcase full of t-shirts, 38 shirts to sell, and we got all the way to the venue, and I left the suitcase sitting at the airport.
On the curb.
Huge one. Where you would think security would have confiscated it at this point. An hour has gone by. Someone takes me back to the airport. We roll up. Suitcase is still sitting there. And I was like, there could have been a bomb inside. Because it just was like, it's crazy to me that we left for like an hour and that suitcase was just still there and was not confiscated. Because again, there could have been a bomb. Like, I've been in other airports. Wichita is just so, I guess, nice. They just assume, somebody left their suitcase there. They'll be back. Because in Austin once, I left my suitcase and went to go talk to somebody for 5 minutes, turn around, and the police had taken it.
But do they say anything to you at the airport when you started yelling the word bomb?
No, but my friends were like, stop. Like, I was telling Mary and Aaron, and they were like, don't say bomb.
We were reading an article once in a newspaper, or a magazine Amy and I were. She was like, and these people started to bomb. And I'm like, Amy, you got to chill. Like, there are certain places.
No, they were attaching bombs to women and children.
Right.
And you were on a plane when she was saying that.
Terrorists
were sitting in the airport.
No, it was terrorists attaching.
You shouldn't scream in an airport. She's screaming it.
Because I couldn't believe that it was happening. I mean, it was awful. So I was telling Bobby about it. And he was like, wrong place, wrong time.
Laura in Tennessee, how are you?
Good.
What's happening with you?
I want to know about that Instagram post you made over the weekend.
So on Friday, I posted a picture. And you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth, Laura. I'm not going to tell you right now, okay? But there will be an update tonight on my Instagram. I did post a picture with a balloon. And it's something that I've not shared yet. And I will share tonight on Instagram. Mr. Bobby Bones. I'm holding a balloon, and the balloon has a message on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not follow up yet because I wasn't comfortable yet sharing. I will tonight, though. But I'm glad you called, Laura.
Well, thanks anyway.
What do you think it is?
Well, I mean, it's probably not a baby because...
What? How do you know? The thing is, if I'm having a baby, what if I just found out?
She's
like, something has to happen for that to happen.
On dates?
That's true, I have.
Okay.
All I'm going to say is on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, you'll see me holding a balloon. It says it's a boy. I will make the announcement tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. And, but Laura, I appreciate you bringing that to everyone's attention because I may have forgotten to mention it today.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. There she is.
I think you're having a baby.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Hey, man, you get that phone call. It's probably really weird for you at first, and then you're like, all right, I can embrace this.
Well, you just got to say it as quick as you can. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You get cigars, too?
Gum ones.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's it.
You pass out the gum cigars.
That's right.
Anyway, tonight on my Instagram.
Oh, we should plan a shower.
We should. We got a lot to do.
You don't even know. Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a baseball game going on at Savannah, Georgia, and an off-duty Savannah firefighter was there with his fiance. Name is Joseph Alamillo. And they noticed some commotion, and so he goes, all right, let me see what's going on. Walks over there. A guy's unconscious. He goes over to the man. They're like, he didn't have a pulse. So they gave CPR to the guy, and then they saw his eye start fluttering, and he came back to life at the baseball game.
Oh, wow.
In Savannah, Georgia.
Wow.
Off-duty firefighter. Which, by the way, that's an awesome story, and we get a shout-out to Joseph Alamillo, probably. But let me also say this. Shout-out to the Savannah baseball team. What do you think the Savannah mascot is for the minor league baseball team? The Savannah blank. What would be a fun name for Savannah?
Savannah
Seagulls.
No, the Savannah Bananas.
Oh, cute.
How legit is that baseball team name?
That's cool.
The Savannah Bananas. That's, hey, shout out to whoever made that team name, too.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Amy's kids ate plant food. Those little plant food packets, right?
Yes, little flower food, like from the grocery store.
And she's worried, but they're okay.
They're fine.
And so I said, hey, what'd your kids eat? This is Jessica. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Really good. Tell me what your kids ate.
Okay, so he was about 2 at the time, and I was loading the dishwasher, and he got a hold of a Cascade pod, and he bit into it. And the moment he bit into it, he made this sound like he was just really grossed out that I've never heard before. And I turned around, and before I could wash his mouth out, he was already vomiting all
oh,
over
wow.
the place.
It was that quick. So it was like Stand By Me in the pie scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I freaked out. So I called Poison Control, and they were like, just watch him. The worst thing that's going to happen is he's going to develop a rash around his mouth. But since he's already thrown up, he's good. And I was like, thank God. He never developed a rash, but it was definitely terrifying.
Yeah, that would be nutty to watch your kid eat a pod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
He wasn't even doing the challenge. At least put it on YouTube.
Yeah, that was the Tide Pod. Not Cascade Pod.
Heidi in North Carolina.
Hello, Bobby. How are you?
Real good. Tell me something.
Okay, so my son was about 3 years old, and we were at Chuck E. Cheese, and all of a sudden he was chewing gum, and I said, where did you get that? And he pointed under the table.
Oh gross.
Disgusting.
He's like, it was waiting there for me.
Oh, it was the worst. And, you know, he's 13 now, and it's still one of our favorite stories to tell.
That's gross. Heidi, thank you for sharing. Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling. All the thank yous. Hello. Carrie in Missouri, you're on.
Hi.
What'd your kid eat?
Well, I had two instances. The oldest one used to eat roly-polies, those little pill bugs.
Oh, gross.
Oh, yeah. Roly-polies.
Little bugs, yeah.
And stick them in his mouth, and I'd go over there and say, what are you digging around? I'd drag my hand through his mouth, and there'd be little legs to show.
Oh.
My baby would eat her dog food. Our little dog, Scruffy, had mealtime dog food, free range, and I would see her doing the same thing, chewing things, and I'd drag my hand through her mouth. There'd be a little soggy mealtime dog food. And I think that's the reason they have immune systems like they do. Nobody gets sick in my family.
Wouldn't you imagine that the kid with the dog food just saw her friend the dog eating it and wanted to have, like, lunch with her friend?
They were just crawling around. Yeah. I think they were crimes of opportunity. The little kids crawling around the porch, and, you know, the little pill bugs, they roll up with, like, little blueberries or something, and I don't know why. You know,
really gross.
Tell me why, but it kind of freaked me out when I'd be dragging legs down my baby's mouth. Yeah. Like, what?
Well, Carrie, thank you for calling. Let's do one more. Hey, Carol in Virginia, you're on. Hi.
Hi, Bobby. I was calling to tell Amy that it's okay because my kids eat a lot of things, and I have 4 of them, and they're all still alive. My oldest ate a toxic mothball when she was about 2. And I had to take her, my mother-in-law took her to the hospital, and she had to drink charcoal because it was a toxic mothball.
Oh.
Yeah. That was really fun.
Drinking charcoal sounds worse than the mothball. Hey, thank you for the call. Man, a lot of, Amy, listen. What we learned here is that a lot of kids eat a lot of things they shouldn't be eating.
Right.
It sounds like most of them were two or three, though, in this thing.
Mm-hmm. I know. My daughter's 12. She's like, mm. I mean, the packet was colorful.
My favorite, though, is she was making a drink out of it.
Oh, yeah.
She had poured it in the water and was making a drink out of it. Shit. Bobby Bones. I was a little embarrassed about this, but I've injured my butt. I was riding my bike. And what happens is you do these things where you rock, go back and forth on the bike.
Yeah.
And I've injured my butt.
Hmm.
And I know.
A little too hard?
I slammed it a little too hard.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And, like, not like my glutes.
Like the actual.
Yeah. Oh. And so I think I tore it. So I sent my doctor a note, and I was like, I tore my butt.
And?
I don't know. I got to try to get in. Now
you need to go to the doctor because of a torn butt?
Mm-hmm. Huh. I know.
What is he going to do?
I don't know. And I was reading all about it, and apparently it's hard to fix because you use it a lot.
Yeah, like every day, mostly.
So I feel fine right now, but I tore my butt. And as soon as it happened, I was like, oh, that's not good.
Do you wear padded shorts when you ride? No.
And I love riding that bike. I love it apparently a little too much.
Andy, you're riding hard.
I was riding hard, yeah. So I tore my butt, and it doesn't feel good. Oh, right now it's okay.
Is that why you're walking weird?
No, my hamstrings are sore. But maybe. But it's not something really that people talk about. So I'd like to come out and openly say I've injured my buttocks. Now it's on my buttocks.
No. The thing. Yeah.
So it's embarrassing, but whatever. You know, what's going to be embarrassing is when the doctor has to go look at it.
Yeah.
Did you put on the gown?
Do you have to go to a special doctor for that?
No, at first. I probably have to go like 9 of them.
Oh, gosh.
I probably got to go to the doctor rounds. And then he'll bring in his buddies and be like, yeah.
Hey, Jim, look at this.
He'll get on the speaker. Yeah, we can have all the doctors come into room 317, please.
Interns, too.
We're going to show you a little something. And I'm like, what? So.
What is that, proctologist?
Well, I'm not there yet. I got to go to the normal doctor first.
Then he'll direct you in the right.
And then I have to send me to direction. Probably the other one. But again, not something I'm proud of, but. You know, I think just putting it out there. But if it's embarrassing for me, it means other people are experiencing it too in some way.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure, someone is, yeah.
There you go. Thank you. But that's what happened this weekend. I watched Toy Story 4. No, 3.
3.
3. That was good.
Theaters.
I haven't seen 4. I watched Chernobyl. I basically didn't do anything except sit on my couch.
I thought you'd already seen Chernobyl.
Mm. Have you seen it?
I thought I had, but I guess I watched something else because I thought you had seen it. You told me to watch it, and I've watched it.
On HBO? The 5 episodes?
Okay, no. Is there another documentary about Chernobyl?
No. I mean, I'm sure there are, but not one that I've sent to you.
Okay. Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
We'll have to check it out.
Making a Murderer?
No. No, it's not that.
I watched 4 of the 5 episodes of Chernobyl. It's crazy that really happened in real life.
Ooh.
It almost ruined. I mean, that's a nutty. It's not a happy story, but I watched that. I watched Chaplin from 1992 with Robert Downey Jr. Guess I'm telling you,
I've seen that.
My butt was hurting. I was watching anything that would pop up. I thought Chaplin was good.
Isn't it crazy that he would cast like good looking girls just so he can like date them?
I mean, no, that's still happening.
It's Charlie Chaplin. That's crazy.
And that mustache wasn't real. That was just something he'd put on.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched that over the weekend. I watched a bunch of The Office. I just sat around and laid on my side and watched movies.
Oh, you need to get a donut, probably. Those little inflatable donuts that you sit on.
Now I'm 100.
You carry it around.
Now I'm 100.
In your backpack.
This mom didn't realize she'd won $1 million until a family member tagged her in a Facebook post. So, do you see this story, Lunchbox? I thought about you with the lottery thing.
Yeah, her sister noticed that it was on the news and said, it was bought at this gas station. She tagged her sister on Facebook and she goes, isn't that the gas station you go to all the time in your town? And she looked at her ticket, $1 million.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
Ugh.
Lala Singleton won the $1 million jackpot after buying a Louisiana lottery Powerball ticket on June 22nd. She didn't realize until, like Lunchbox said, she was like, hey, this is your gas station. And so she went. You know, one of my favorite things is gas station supermarket sweep. I don't even go to grocery stores, really. I go to the gas station to buy most of the groceries, like milk, and there's one near my house. And sometimes I'll do it on Instagram. I love going to the gas station and just knowing I can buy whatever kind of granola bar I want. Because as a kid, I couldn't afford that stuff. There's still, like, a really exciting thing to me to go. I'll take that granola bar, and that's usually all I get, granola bars and nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Or coconut water, milk, or anything. But that's mostly where I do my grocery shopping if I'm doing it.
Yeah.
As a gas station.
It's quick.
So I love gas station supermarket sweep. That would be a small like Instagram version of supermarket sweep, the game show. It's like gas station. Like you have 30 seconds going to the gas station so you can run up the highest bill. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, that'd be awesome.
And it probably wouldn't cost producers that much. It's a gas station.
And you're putting it on Instagram.
I'd go right to the oil.
Oh, because that's the most expensive, probably.
Yeah, it's like you go to the turkeys back in the day and throw them in the back. By the way, for you youngsters out there, Morgan number two, do you know what supermarket sweep is?
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever seen or heard of it.
Okay, it's a game show. Everybody knows what supermarket sweep is, right?
Yep.
It's a game show where that you have your cart and they go, you have 2 minutes, go. And you go and you go and try to get them spend the most money. Like you're just slamming stuff in your cart.
So it's like a game show?
It is a game show.
Okay.
I think, did Mark Summers host it?
I don't know.
Mm. Well, regardless.
I don't know that is.
and then whomever, you roll it up and they go beep, beep. And the person with the highest money spent won the game. And they got to go to the final supermarket where they had to go through the clues.
So you want to go to the most expensive spot.
Got it. Okay.
No, David Rupert.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who that is. Is that a new version, though? Regardless, I think gas station supermarket sweep is great.
Let's do it.
You got to pay for it, though.
Oh, yeah. You got to pay the gas station, probably.
I guess I don't know that dude who used to host supermarket sweep. It's familiar looking, but I didn't know his name. Yeah, but I like doing that. I like doing that. Shauna, you're on the air in Colorado. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Shauna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh,
I'm Shauna?
Yes, I'm here.
What's happening?
I'm just calling in this morning. We just moved to Colorado about 6 months ago from the Midwest in Iowa, and I'm so homesick. But I listen to you guys every single morning, and it's the one thing I look forward to when we moved here. And I just want to thank you all so much for your encouraging words.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you very much. Is that your husband?
What's that?
Is your husband in the car with you?
He's not. Oh. No.
Who just went? Hell,
I think that was you.
That was you on the radio.
I was going to say your husband has a great voice. It's me. It's the delay back. I got it.
It was you. It's off now.
Where do you live in Colorado?
I live just outside Denver in Aurora.
And how is that going for you?
You know what? It's a beautiful, beautiful scenery. The weather's beautiful, but it's just not the Midwest. You always hear Midwest nice, and I miss my Midwest people, but it's pretty here.
Well, you just haven't made the right friends yet. You're new. And then I moved so many times growing up. It's tough going to new schools, and we kept, getting pushed out of places, so I'd have to move all the time. Even when we moved here. There was time we were like, oof.
Oh, gosh.
We were like, I don't know if it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. Winter was hard.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough for all of us. And I made everybody move. And I was like, all right, guys, we're moving to Nashville. And then I said, let's all go. And then everybody hopped in the car and moved. And Eddie would be like, I don't know. We're not feeling it yet. We haven't made the right friends.
Yeah.
And Amy was like, I don't know. But I think that's normal awesome. To anywhere that you go. Like, you just have to put the right people around you. I mean, when I moved to Texas... I thought there was a moment where I was in, because I've had these big ambitions to, do like a late night talk show or a television show, right? Where I thought I'm going to have to move to LA or New York at some point. I don't feel that way anymore. I could do it now from Nashville, I feel. But I remember getting to Austin at one point and going, oh, I'm here forever. This is my home. I love it. I'm good. For the first time, I thought, I'm just here and I'm never leaving. And then a week later, they were like, hey, we need you to move to Nashville. A week later.
It's crazy.
And I was like, all right. And I love Nashville now. I love Arkansas. I've been lucky to live in three places. Arkansas's home. It's where I grew up. Then we lived in Austin for 12, 13 years, which is like home. I mean, that's home.
Yeah.
And then Nashville's home. I've lived in three wonderful places, and I don't feel like I have to go to L.A. or New York anymore.
Yeah.
I have to fly out there enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially to L.A.,
it's a long flight.
It's a long flight. And Amy's husband, who's a pilot, was telling me about how when you fly, the plane vibrates and you don't even know it, but you're vibrating so much that's one of the reasons your body is so tired.
Oh, wow.
Because of the vibration. Did you know this?
I did not.
Yeah, we were talking about it. I got all the plane insight.
Hmm.
Your husband's so smart.
He's like the TMZ. He's like the TMZ of airline, of air
he tells
traffic.
The scoops.
Yeah, he gives you the real scoop.
Nice.
And how your body gets dehydrated, which I knew
but that.
He really broke it down.
Wow. Okay. That's why, yeah, you should definitely drink a lot before, during, and after
water.
A flight.
A bottle of water. Not brew dogs.
Yeah, no, that'll dehydrate you more, but.
A bottle of water for every hour you fly. And
really?
That seems like a lot, but yeah.
Wow.
I know. Hey, well, listen, Sean, I'm going to tell you. I know it stinks right now. I'm going to give you a little encouragement. I've been through it as a kid, even when I would move schools, because we were broke and we either got evicted or had to move because we couldn't afford rent anymore. Went to a new school. It all gets better when you find the right people that are around you. So don't let it get you down.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
And Eddie and I are coming to Denver.
Yeah.
Raging Idiots Comedy Show. Come see us. RagingIdiots.com. We'd love to see you. All right. That being said, we got all the talk out, the embarrassing injury.
It's not embarrassing, man. It's just part of life. It's okay.
I know, but now you know.
Like, we all know.
Now you know that my butt's injured. I know, right? Get your Bobby Bones on. I read some of these stories and it's like, what's wrong with people, man? A Burger King employee in Florida was scalded after a customer threw hot coffee at her.
Oh, no.
During an argument. Following a dispute in the drive-thru lane of a Burger King, a teenager walked into the restaurant and threw a cup of scalding coffee on the fast food worker who suffered burns on her face, hands, and arms. What's wrong with this kid?
This is terrible.
According to the arrest affidavit, Anastasia, 18, entered the Burger King because there was an issue at the drive-thru. Verbal altercation, takes the coffee that was sitting on the counter and threw it in her face.
Golly, ugh.
She's lucky that those other people behind the counter didn't jump and beat the crap out of her. Yeah. She said she didn't know what was in the cup. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what was in the cup. Here's this. A woman who was fired from her job at a Taco Bell allegedly set off pepper spray in the restaurant.
Oh.
And that made everybody sick.
Not good.
8 employees and 2 customers were inside the Taco Bell Saturday afternoon when the woman allegedly dispersed the chemical into a back storage room. You ever been somewhere where they shot pepper spray in?
Yes, school. Church.
Oh. Oh, wow. Wait, what?
Church?
Somebody did it at church?
Yes, and it happened to me on a day that my sister and I were singing during the offering, which I don't even know why our church was letting us sing anyways. We couldn't, but they were nice. But my sister's boyfriend at the time, who she ended up marrying, her now husband, my mom had pepper spray on her keychain, and he was fidgeting with her keys, and he sprayed it.
Oh, accidentally.
Accidentally. But, you know, it ruined our performance. I'm just going to say.
Do you think it maybe ruined a career of singing?
Yes. Oh. Like, we were onto something, and our performance just was not the same because he sprayed my mom's pepper spray accidentally. But yeah, everyone was coughing.
Last week, we talked about a woman who was left on a dark, locked Air Canada plane after the crew forgot about her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, another woman is now saying it happened to her, too. Can you imagine waking up in an airplane? Like, I fall asleep on airplanes all the time. You wake up, and all of a sudden, everyone's gone. Like, how did they forget you?
I have no idea.
Do they even look, or do they just go, all right, goodbye, and walk right off the plane?
It must have been like, oh, it's been a long day, let's just go.
Wow.
We'll clean the plane tomorrow.
They've blamed a miscommunication among crew for the incident.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't clean the back of the seat pocket, I get irritated. Imagine I go in, you're loading, and someone's still sleeping.
Oh, you know, like the other day, I told you that I had a barf bag under my chair.
Oh, full of barf in it?
And I didn't know what was in it because, like, people use those. So I pick it up, and I'm like, what's in it? And it's, like, liquid. And I'm like,
That's disgusting.
I drop it, and I'm like, ma'am. I'm like, flight attendant button. And
ding,
I'm like,
ding, ding.
I'm like, ding, ding. I'm like, ma'am. I mean, and they were mortified because that's just, like, that makes them look bad because I had just sat down. So that means the last person that sat there got sick and left it, and they didn't catch it. Ugh.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Do you want one? Here, listen to this story.
Yeah.
I didn't even get a drink coupon.
At least one drink coupon would be nice.
Because I needed a drink after that. And I was like, no coupon?
That's so gross. So this dude invents a pill that you take the pill, and then if you have to pass gas, it makes your gas smell like flowers.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
What, you don't believe it?
It doesn't feel like that should be something you should be taking. Manipulating that.
Right.
But sometimes when you have to go, you have to go. And if it smells like flowers...
He says he also has a variety of scents you can choose from.
Oh, like what?
Like chocolates.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Flowers and chocolates. You can also get a powder for the gassy pet in your house. Oh, that I could see doing.
As long as it's your dog, not you.
Wow, isn't that crazy? This guy invented a pill that can manipulate the smell of your internal funk. And so whenever you do, the natural thing that people do.
Sure.
They can make you smell like... Here are the scents, the official.
This is like you're getting your car washed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, which would you like to hang in there on your rearview mirror?
Little pine tree.
You can get rose, Valentine's ginger.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
Violet. Christmas chocolate.
That sounds good. Like peppermintish.
What are these names? Okay.
Or Mayday lily. There is no way this is.
There's no tropical or coconut.
Tomorrow we're gonna get a thing that goes, this is a joke, or is this a real story, Mike D?
Story.
The pills are all natural, made from natural goodness like vegetable coal, fennel, seaweed, plant resin. All things Amy had for dinner last night. I basically read Amy's menu.
Okay.
At $23 a bottle for 60 pills. That's what you can have.
Bones, why not? Like, if that's a thing, that's awesome. Because there are times when you're in a place like an airplane, for example, and you got to go. You just go and it's chocolate time.
And someone's like, anyone spill Christmas chocolate? Someone's super pumped about it. Is someone making Christmas cookies in July?
Is that what? Ginger?
Mayday lily?
Okay.
Valentine's ginger.
Valentine ginger.
Those are weird names.
Honey, it's September. Why do I smell Valentine's ginger? Okay, okay. We're 11.
Bobby Bones is on.
1 of 10 people have had a near-death experience. You?
Nope.
And I've had many.
Really?
Well, I started when I was 6.
I got you.
When I fell off a house onto my stomach, ruptured my guts, almost died, went to the hospital, busted my spleen. Don't have a spleen. Got a gun held to my head in a car once. Got jumped outside of... I mean, I've had a few. I think I had enough for all of us.
Yeah. I can't say that I've had one.
I almost got run over by a Sea-Doo once. The guy turned right at the last second.
Wow. And jet ski? Is that what that is?
Yeah. And the edge of it clipped my cheek.
Oh. What?
That's how close he was hitting me in the face. Yeah. I was like 11 or so. I was in the lake. Crazy. But you know what? I said, I'm like the guy from... Who's the glasses in it? The guy from... The guy that never dies, Bruce Willis. Mm-hmm. Does he ever die? Mm-hmm.
Die yeah. Hard?
No, what, that from that character.
Yeah.
Because glass is his enemy, and glass breaks all the time. Oh. Anyway, whatever. I'm like that guy. I'm Superman. I say that, and today I get in a car wreck.
Yeah, God. Please don't. No,
walking across
don't
the street.
Say that.
I don't believe in the jinx. So, one in 10 people have had a near-death experience. That's when you're in immediate danger of dying, and your brain does something crazy, including an out-of-body experience. I don't know if that happened. When I got jumped, it did. Oh, no, you know what? In the car, I did, too, because I thought, wow, this is crazy. I have a gun to my head. I've only ever seen this on TV. And then when the dude's pistol whipped me, I didn't feel it. I was like, that's crazy. In my head, I'm like, I just got pistol whipped. Yeah, it's crazy. And then, yeah, when I got jumped, I was like, I should probably run. I remember thinking about it in slow motion. Like, what am I going to do, fight? Nah, I'm going to go ahead and run.
Wow.
And took off. Ran like a little punk, too, but I needed to.
Yeah.
It's okay to run like a little punk. Yeah. So, yeah, I saw that one. You ever walk toward a light or anything like that? Nothing like that.
No. Mm-mm. I mean, thankfully, and never been in like a car accident or anything.
Yeah. We're going to go home. So that's it for today. Amy, what's going on?
I am going to go home, work out, and then I'm coming back up here for a couple hours. I have to do like a little meet and greet with a winner.
Of what?
A Mother's Day giveaway that we did here locally. So like a mom, she won something. So we're going to hang out for a little bit. And then I'm going to do, while I'm up here, I'm going to do a podcast interview. And then I guess I'll go home and hang out with the kids.
Yeah.
Figure out dinner.
Lunchbox.
Oh, I got to take my wife's car in because it's reached 15,000 miles. So she's got to do some checkup at the Toyota dealership. So I got to do that while she's at work. And then hopefully get a nap in.
Eddie?
I'm riding with you and then a little rehearsal.
Oh, yeah, tonight.
No band
not
rehearsal.
Riding, writing.
Yeah.
Did no, I say riding?
It sounded like y'all were going to go
riding
ride
on a horse.
Right.
Old Town Road.
They're installing a cable system in my house right now, like a sort of cable. So, right, Mike? So I can connect from my studio to this studio.
Oh, that's
oh,
it,
that
guys.
Kind of cable.
I've had all the equipment put in. Now it's like full. Just flip the button and I'm on the air from my house.
Nice knowing you.
Oh, yeah, it's over. It's going to be good seeing you, man.
So doing that, and then writing.
Writing.
Yeah, writing, a rehearsal. Big announcement on my Instagram. Tonight. Big announcement on my Instagram tonight at Mr. Bobby Bones. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.